take us away.
Yeah, man. My country. Oh no! Hit the button, man. How we get into this now?
Precis. Välkomna till en grej till. Mitt namn är Amat Levin.
And I'm John Rollins.
Och vi en grej till i Så vad händer segment där vi djupdyker i någonting som är kul, intressant, viktigt. Vad kan vara allt möjligt. Men vi håller nu på fram till valet i november, så håller vi på med uppdateringar kring det amerikanska presidentvalet.
Mm. Which scares me a lot. But each episode we'll let you know what type of angry tale it's gonna be with, well, if it's this type we're gonna start with.
Precis, då vet ni vårt nya intro.
Exactly. So we are now in it, the U.S. election. What, Matt, you're just so good, man, at making music.
Jag fick ett infall igår när jag satt egentligen med en deadline till DN, min nya text, och sen så bara mitt i. Bara, hold on,
let me hold up. let me just make something real quick. A quick question, but when you're about to make these, are you like, do you find the inspiration in the, because I think we make some good music for our shit, for like our national anthem and all this stuff like that. Do you hear it and you're like inspired, like, oh, if you put some drums on that, or like.
Jag tänkte, jag vill ha den där melodin, för det är den, när brukar de spela den? Den heter ju All
When the President's
Hail
to
the Chief, eller whatever. Så det är hans liksom intro.
It's like intro music, it's like, like wrestling.
Om presidenten var en wrestler, Biden. Då hade han kommit in till den där musiken.
He's coming out, oh my god! Biden. Joe Biden with a walker! He's coming out with a walker!
Men samtidigt, så jag ville ha den låten, men samtidigt tänkte jag, men det kan inte bara vara den. Vi måste också göra det lite i Så vad händer?
Yeah.
Skrud. Så därför, ja, threw some drums on it.
I like it. Really good. As always, man. If y'all didn't know, all of the music for our episodes, in order to avoid any copyright shit, Amat makes our music for us. And he's been making music ever since I've known him. Putting together music for me when I was an aspiring rapper to talk about how bitches trying to get my money.
Exactly. Money that you didn't have.
That's besides the point, man. You don't say that part on the track. What type of producer are you to bring that shit up, man?
See, that for me, the other fun killer.
Yeah, but you know who got money?
Who?
The Biden campaign.
Mm.
The very unfortunate thing about U.S. politics is that it's overrun. I mean, the election system, I should say. Politics, of course, there's money involved. There's lobbyists involved. You can say what you want about lobbying. I have a different opinion than I had 15 years ago about lobbying, where I thought it was only bad.
Okay, so berätta varför du har ändrat åsikt.
I used to only think lobbying money is bad. Mm-hmm. Like that they raise the money to be able to have access to politicians in order to steer the law. But if it was something like endangered species, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There's an endangered species lobby out there that focuses on drawing attention to endangered species in America. You know what I mean? And they would never get anybody's ear if it weren't for a lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So that in that way, I have softened my opinion on lobbying should be thrown out of politics. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
However, NRA would make you want to punch somebody in the goddamn face because kids get like the. I still think about the Sandy Hook. I'll never forget how I felt with those 20-plus 6-year-olds getting killed, like, and then they still don't change anything about guns. So, but anyway, there's a lot of money in politics in regards to that. I kind of understand that more than the election system.
Okay,
should not have this much money involved to the point where it's a down month if you raise $15 million. What?
Och,
you know what I mean?
Så för de som inte vet hur det här systemet funkar eller varför man måste raise money, kan du inte bara break it down?
They raise money in order to campaign. Basically, it's almost a year-round thing now where a president or a aspiring politician is almost always campaigning. And that's where I think it's bad. When Obama kind of changed the game when he came in with grassroots fundraising in 2008, and everybody was basically, including myself, giving small donations for this guy to become president because he inspired them when he spoke in 2004. But before that, he was talking about public funding, which is basically what they have here, where everybody gets the same amount of money, and it's not that much. But then whatever party has more money has always been against it.
Mm.
So Obama was first saying, hey, man, why don't we do public financing for politics? And Republicans were like, hell no, we're raising all this money. And then his grassroots thing started rolling. And Republicans were like, remember you were talking about...
now seems like a great time.
And then he was like, no, man, y'all said no. Mm. You know what I mean? It was that whole thing. And now it's really out of hand because they have these things that were defended by the current Supreme Court, political action committees, because there's a cap right now for me and you. If you were... to want to give some money, you can only give a certain amount. The last I recall looking it up, it was $2,600. I don't know what the cap is now, but there's a cap for a person. But there's no cap for political action committees. So you and I could come together and say, Citizens for Change. Mm. That'll be the name of our organization. We're a political action committee. And we can say, hey, Sweden. Can y'all, citizens of Sweden, we want to raise money for this, for Amat Levine to run for office, for senator. And we can raise as much money as we want because we are a political action committee. And this is when it gets dirty and murky and disgusting in the election system. And that's what's overrun right now, where these political action committees can just raise all of this damn
money. Är det inte också att någon del av hälften av pengarna kan användas i... during the primaries, men att andra hälften kan användas först senare.
Because you can't, like DeSantis, for example.
Exakt, och jag minns att han blev fuckad på det ganska mycket.
Yeah, because you can raise money for the primary and then you can raise money for the general election, but you first have to make it to the general election and you can't use that money. And that's what happened with DeSantis, where you gotta, I don't know exactly how they, I guess they give it back. Or it's, you know what I mean? It feels weird too.
Det var mycket anklagelser om att han hade spenderat way för mycket pengar i ett för tidigt skede.
Yeah.
I form av att så här, du har spenderat upp hela din budget som att det är en liksom säkert att du kommer få vara den republikanska kandidaten. Meanwhile så blev han liksom
exposed.
Ja, exposed.
Fucking fraud.
Och så kan han inte använda de där pengarna sen.
Yeah.
Men ja, så det är viktigt att fundraise. Okay?
Right.
Förstå. Och liksom, hur mycket, varför måste man ha så otroligt? När man får de här siffrorna, det är bara millions upon millions.
Vad är we som, hate it. We hate it.
Vad är det som kostar så jävla mycket
pengar? If you go with me, say we go home to Miami, right? And just recently, the last time I was home, DeSantis was actually in a race. Not DeSantis. There was a mayoral race in Florida, in Miami. And... the mayor there was getting contested, and every other commercial is a campaign commercial. I'm such and such, and I approve this message. You know, they have all. It's so you got signs, you got billboards, you got all types of radio ads. Like they just put it everywhere, and we just get so flooded with it that we don't even like it. I don't know, and it's all negative ads now. Almost exclusively negative ads, except for, I could bring this out. This, have you heard about this woman, this Democrat in Alabama?
No.
She did an ad. I want to find it, actually. I want you to hear this woman's ad. Let me see. Can I get the...
You also an ad. What was
the long one. No, the longer one.
Okay.
So we could do it. Actually, yeah, give it up. All right. Pardon me, everyone. I wasn't ready for this. But I'm going to find this woman's ad. Matter of fact, I'm going to come back when I have it so we can do this right. All right, I got it now. We're going to play hers. We're going to play Marilyn Lands is her name in Alabama, a Democrat who flipped a legislative seat. And people think that Republicans fucked up with this Roe v. Wade overturning it. And then everybody kind of woke up about women's rights being taken away.
Precis. Roe v. Wade, för er som inte minns, det är ju det vi pratade om på den här podden förut. Det var det förra året eller två år sedan? Två år sedan borde det väl vara nu. Ett och ett halvt år, tror jag.
Yeah,
anyways, den här reversal av det här landmark decision, Roe v. Wade, som låg till grund för liksom, aborträtten i USA. Och att man tog bort det på någon slags federal nivå.
Constitutional right, yeah.
Man tog bort det på en federal nivå och därför fick delstater själva bestämma och stifta sina lagar. Och det var många som hade gjort redan sådana här trigger laws som var redo att go into effect så fort Roe v. Wade föll. Och det innebar ju att aborträtten bara urholkades på jättemånga platser.
Ja, yeah. But then a few Republicans lost their seats because of this.
Mm.
Because Donald Trump is credited with, he put three Supreme Court justices on, and that's when the court went more conservative and all of that stuff happened. Mm. So, but it's kind of backfired on him because, newsflash, women don't want men telling them what to do with their bodies, believe it or not. Mm. So it kind of backfired on Republicans who thought that this moral thing. But anyway, in Alabama, one of the most conservative states in America, this woman, Marilyn Lands, is now considered like a hero in the Democratic Party for flipping a district that's normally Republican. Mm. And here's the ad that she used in order to, that's credited with her getting elected. Here we go.
My baby had, you know, an underdeveloped brain, a heart, lungs, kidneys, you know, the just complete organ devastation. And the baby would not survive. When I heard the news, when we really understood the full impact of the news, I mean, the rug had been pulled out from underneath us. And I just couldn't imagine how this could have happened. And I cried for days, you know, as we were trying to sort everything out. It just, it seemed so unfair. The doctors all advised that I terminate the pregnancy. All three doctors said, this is absolutely what you need to do. Your health is at risk because these babies often don't even survive to birth and can die in utero. But this isn't just my story. This is our story. Mm. It's the story of thousands of women every year who must grapple with non-viable pregnancies and potentially fatal complications. It's the story of tens of thousands of families who cannot afford to travel hundreds of miles to get the care they need. And it's the story of millions of women who live in places where MAGA extremists are devising new and cruel ways to further erode our most basic freedoms. These men do not understand or care about women's health. But I do.
Mm. Mm. So that was her. That was Marilyn Lands. She got elected. I don't like that it has to be this. Like, you can't say, I was 16, I didn't want a baby.
Exactly.
And so, unfortunately, it has to be these drastic stories.
Jag tänkte på den också. Alltså. Det ska vara liksom livshotande. Bara då får det vara...
Or incest or rape.
Då är det okej med abort, men annars inte. Men I get it.
It's what worked. Yeah.
Det är lite det som funkar. Och,
she's heralded as a hero for telling her story.
Jag gillar också att hon kallade dem för MAGA extremists.
Yeah.
Det är bra att påminna om att de är liksom extremister, these people. Men så att det här var ju en bra ad. Okej, okay, så man gillar, jag gillar antingen, om en, ska de då bombardera oss med political ads, då ska de antingen vara typ så här liksom bra. Det är svårt, bra är ju obviously subjektivt också. Men, eller så kan de bara vara roliga och då kommer jag enjoy, även om det är en person som jag inte håller med politiskt.
Yeah man, you want to check this ad out?
Det här är, shout out, den här aden kom kanske 2 år sedan också tror jag, den är från... en politiker, senator i Louisiana som heter John Kennedy. Mm. Och det här var hans message to the people.
Speaking of Kennedy.
Violent crime is surging in Louisiana. Woke leaders blame the police. I blame the criminals. A mom should not have to look over her shoulder when she's pumping gas. I voted against the early release of violent criminals and I opposed defunding the police. Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops... the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. I'm John Kennedy, and I approve this message.
Det är bara liksom America in a nutshell. Vad är det här för fucking låtsaslanda? What's going on?
This lady telling an abortion story for a minute and a half, and then this guy said, call a crackhead.
Call a crackhead.
You, next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
Den var riktigt stark.
Oh, man, that commercial had everything but a crackhead in it, too, man. They should have had a crackhead just standing there, like, at a phone.
Tyrone Begums.
Hello!
Stark message.
But that's what this money is being raised for.
They definitely have millions
of dollars. Millions of dollars to tell you to call a crackhead.
På YouTube, så vi ändrar de första kommentarerna på den här. I'm a crackhead. Please don't call me.
I love it, man. But these...
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I brought up the fundraising because we had a historic fundraiser. For the first time ever, three presidents joined forces in order to raise money against one president, and that is President Biden, President Obama, and President Clinton, the three most recent Democratic presidents, or from the Democratic Party, I should say, in America. And they raised, in one night, they raised $26 million for towards Biden's campaign. Nightmare. Dinners. It was a dinner party. And these plates. Expensive plates.
Och det var så de, ja, goddamn. Hur dyra plates var det? Hur mycket gäster? Alltså man bara, yeah,
så, men, was it at Madison Square Garden?
Det verkar ha varit, Reuters skriver att det ser ut som att det har varit...
It was celebrities there and everything.
Ja.
It was a big thing. Oh, Lizzo performed. You know, it was a whole thing.
Men också varit en, verkar ha varit en discussion som med då presidenterna som var moderated av Stephen Colbert.
Yeah,
på Radio City Music Hall.
And what's her name was there too? Mindy Kaling, who's a kind of big shot in I guess Hollywood. But she's a very popular, and she hosted the thing, and it's like, man, they brought all the stops to try to. And apparently I read a story that Obama has been having meetings with Biden within the past year where he's like, "Hey, step it up." Like, I'm looking around. I know you might be distracted trying to get this infrastructure thing through, but Trump is on your heels, bro. And he told him he needs to start according to the people familiar with the situation, he told Biden he needs to start saying the stuff that he's done well. But I just think you need to, I think standing up to Israel will go pretty far, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, men det är en whole nother conversation, men den är också inkluderad i den här storyn för att enligt Reuters så den här fundraisern, det var flertalet protester både utanför och inuti Radio City Music Hall.
Imagine that, paying whatever $1,000 or whatever so that you can protest. Like, they mean it. Because you know the tickets is at least $2,000 or whatever to get it for a plate or whatever.
Jag vet, men jag tänker att i den här Radio City Music Hall det kanske inte att alla betalar the plate.
You know? Okay, okay.
Utan att vissa bara är publik. Men oavsett så verkar det ha varit demonstrationer och folk som har ställt sig upp och skrikit shame on you Joe Biden och så vidare. Det står att when a protester inside a theater interrupted Obama, the former president snapped back, "You can't just talk and not listen. That's what the other side does."
Ooh, come on, Barack.
Sassy.
You know, you heard his other one. Don't boo. Vote. So was that a good Obama?
No, pretty good. Pretty
thanks.
Good. Oh, then Brock Clinton also, right?
I got Bill Clinton all the way down, man. I've been doing that since I was about 12, 13 years old. I can do Bill.
Ja, okej, 25 miljoner dollar.
They say 20, it's over. They say over 25. I've read 26 somewhere, whatever. It's a lot of goddamn money. Mm. And then the Trump people have said, well, next month we're having a... No, actually, they said it a few days ago, but on April 6th, they're having a campaign dinner type of thing. And they're saying, we're going to raise $33 million.
Okay, de har redan sagt en siffra. Det är risky.
Yeah, like that time when he got trolled by TikTok. He talking about so many people are coming. There's gonna be so many people out this. And then it was all people on TikTok that bought tickets or not signed up, registered for tickets, and then nobody was there.
Men
fuck TikTok, we have to take them down.
Förutom att de ska då försöka raise 33 miljoner, så Trump och de håller ju på med sina egna grejer. Vad är det här med Bibeln? Han säljer... det var ju sneakers först.
Selling sneakers.
To the black folk.
Of course, for us. The niggas will buy anything. No, he didn't say that. But he's selling these... Have you seen the sneakers? These like gold high... Have you seen... They look like gold...
Have you seen these niggas, you said?
Said sneakers.
Oh, I really heard. Have you seen these niggas? Yeah, but... what are we talking about? Don't some chef in the sneakers?
The ones who bought... I said, have you seen these sneakers?
Okay.
Have you seen them?
Nay.
They're like gold. Okay. You might like them, man. The Trump sneakers.
Oh, man. You rocking the Trumps?
I said, you might like them. I don't know. Look at them. They look like Apollo Creed, right?
Nah, that's not my
No, of course you wouldn't like them. I was joking. They have American flag colors. It's not the actual flag because it's only 5 stars, but Trump probably don't know how many stars on the flag. And white. Red stripes, and it's supposed to be white that are on the sneaker, whatever. But they're red, white, and blue, and gold, and they got a T on it.
So I would never rock them. They're not the worst I've ever seen.
I'm not saying they're ugly. I'm saying...
I know. I mean, men jag säger att de har någonting. Om man skulle vara typ, jag vet inte, jag kan tänka mig att den...
They don't look like they fit on a MAGA.
Nej, om du skulle vara en boxer eller någonting.
Right.
Du skulle kunna ha typ...
So I said Apollo Creed. Mayweather probably got them.
Nej, precis.
But yeah, he was selling them. I think they're $400 a pair. Mm. So that's, I mean, he's then, and people are starting to call him a grifter then, but now the grifter allegations are coming even stronger because Trump is selling a Trump Bible, which incorporates some scripture. I don't know if you've seen when he was pressed on his love of religion that he claimed. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
They asked him to, what's his favorite quote in the Bible?
I couldn't say it.
Nope. He couldn't say anything from the Bible. And then the guy tried to help him out a little bit, and he was like, well, what about, which testament do you lean towards? And I think they're both pretty good, both testaments.
What? Did he say that?
Yes. equally, both testaments are pretty. This motherfucker, how do you...
I'm throwing this somebody that two sides to an album.
Yeah, yeah.
We can see that with Life After Death, you learn the most.
Well, yeah, so it's ridiculous that the Christian right supports this dude. And now he's putting a Bible out with a constitution in it. That's part of what makes it the Trump Bible. And he said, like, make America pray again. Like, how's he not a grifter? Why does anybody...
Make America pray again, är wild. Och speciellt när han ställs emot Joe Biden, som är liksom en
devout Catholic.
Och det har varit en del av hans story since forever, att han är så här... pretty hardcore katolik.
Yeah.
Så det blir det bara vad är
and the scandals.
Ja, men det är så mycket, det bara spelar ingen roll. Vad är liksom, vad spelar roll egentligen with Trump? Ingenting, verkar det som.
And it makes him look more and more like a grifter in the end. It's like, cuz obviously I think he's in a desperate place now where he's got to get elected so he can pardon himself. To stay out of these legal troubles. He's losing court cases.
Come on, pardon yourself.
That's what it's never happened before.
Nej.
But everyone is saying that's what he wants to do.
Det känns som att där borde det finnas 1000 checks and balances. Yes, du kan inte pardon your goddamn self.
I think there. I mean, I know that there are checks and balances, but nothing's ever been contested like this.
Nej. Men det känns som att det inte så mycket som har stoppat honom tidigare.
No, they're like, because there are people trying to invoke the 14th Amendment to say that he shouldn't be able to run. Because according to the Constitution, he should not be able to run if you consider... the January 6th, what are they calling it? Insurrection to be a attempted coup, which it can be interpreted as that. So you tried to overthrow the government. Mm. You can't run for president.
At the very least så känns det som att man skulle, för det känns, det är väl inte fortfarande inte helt i allting utrett med hans involvering och liksom, har man i allting avklarat?
No, it's not. I mean, as far as the case against him for January, no, they keep putting it off.
Nej, men det menar så att at the very least borde vara så att okej, tills det cases yes. har beslutats kring,
you could run
vi,
in 28.
Vi beslutar att yeah. du hade ingen roll och du, ja, då. Men när det fortfarande är ongoing, då är det så sjukt att man kan skjuta på cases
yes,
och
agree.
Sen run in the meantime.
I agree, man. But nothing, like I said, nothing's ever been,
no.
especially a party being behind somebody. Like, the party could say, you can't be our representative, and then he could run as a third, mm. and that's what they're terrified of.
Yeah.
That's why they're just like, he has them hostage. I didn't want this episode to be an anti-Trump thing. I mean, but I'm so, there's no other way.
Vi behöver inte spela neutrala på den här, för vi är inte neutrala liksom. Vi är inte
SVT. You're very pro-Biden.
Vi är inte SVT här. Nej, jag är inte very pro-Biden. Jag är bara very anti-Trump, bro, obviously.
Same,
jag förstår inte hur man inte kan vara det.
It's insane.
Men... ja, men
Greg's
okay.
friends?
Was that it?
I'm talking to Greg's friends. Did you hear? I'm talking to Greg. You tell me he got friends that are Biden's, like Trump supporters, I mean?
Mm.
What?
Känner du vem skulle du ha med här? För jag hörde att ni diskuterade, du hade Greg Poehler här.
Jag had an argument with a comedian.
Okay.
That has American citizenship. That said he was voting for Trump.
Why?
He's a Trump supporter.
Why did he say that?
He said some anti-Biden stuff. And then he said he liked that Trump. He said he thinks Trump's the only one that'll stand up to Israel.
What?
He seemed he came across uninformed. And then he wrote
have
me later.
Have you heard what Trump has sagt them? Eller varför skulle man tro det? Okay.
He just was saying he liked Trump's. Nice. His main thing was Trump's foreign policy was better than Biden. Mm. And then I talked about abortion rights and all of the judges. You know, that were put in, federal judges that were put into place that are taking rights away all over America now. And, you know, so many things. And, you know, even in his personal life, the first thing we learn about him, besides that he was a real estate guy, was that he had racist policies against blacks, like keeping people out of his buildings. Like, that's one of the first times he got into the news.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he signs on to this eugenic stuff that naturally, not like he's a racist dude.
Yeah.
And he, I can't think of positive shit about him. And I was like beside myself. Mm. And this was after a comedy show.
He's funny, something you have to say.
Right, he's funny. Yeah, yeah, but it's like, how you, and then, you know, one more thing. Because I was like heated in this. Mm. And I was like, to be in Sweden and to vote for Trump, and kind of watch the fucking melee from afar is even more provoking to me.
I can take it
when you got your citizenship and then you're gonna fucking vote for this guy and then watch the show.
För när du diskuterade med Greg Poehler så snackade han, jag tror han var den som sa att ah, men det skulle vara nice om ni hade någon som kunde representera
den sidan.
Och skulle du vilja ha det i våran poll?
You said, I mean, it won't happen because you don't want that. But
nej, jag har inte sagt att it can happen. Jag bara sa,
you weren't interested.
Vet du, så du skulle kunna bjuda this guy, this comedian, eller vem skulle du bjuda?
He's written me later saying he thought about our conversation, and he's, I sound like he's, or he's just saying it to me.
Jag vet inte, jag är inte så, liksom, igen, vi är inte SVT, vi behöver inte visa båda sidor här, utan vi...
I mean, like, to in this situation, this guy, if he would have said, I'm a Trump supporter and I brought him, I think it would have been good. To hear, like, how could you be living in Sweden and a Trump supporter? It would be interesting to hear what he had to say then. But it sounded like it was a flimsy thing he was standing on. And
det är mycket flimsiness. Det är mycket... man skrapar lite på ytan så är det bara bullshit där under. Hos många av dem. Kanske inte alla, men hos väldigt många. Men vad skulle jag säga? Så att jag känner inte att vi måste visa båda sidor. Däremot så tycker jag att vi är ju... Det är inte att vi är blinda i någon slags support för varken Biden eller Demokraterna. Utan det handlar ju bara om att man har ett val nu mellan någonting som är så här pretty shitty och någonting som är extremely shitty. Och så ser jag på det i alla fall.
I see like the end of the democracy.
Ja.
Or like an attempt to end it.
Ja.
Because I'm not even worried about 2025. I'm worried about 2028. Mm. I mean, it's time for him to leave.
Vantis han då säger att men, liksom, han got cheated out of a term och nu ska han liksom... Anything can happen. Och det bästa är bara att inte låta honom
Yeah, komma keep tillbaka. Him away from this shit, man. I mean, this is the experiment we've got going on since 1776. Let's keep it going. Mm. Let's keep the experiment going because I think it can end if this motherfucker gets in. I don't know.
That's it. Vad har vi nu då? Vi kommer ju fortsätta med den här serien. En grej till, följa valet. Vad har vi att vänta nu då?
Well, there's some primaries this month, as I cover with Greg. There's this dinner, this Trump thing on April 6th. And then it's a little, it's just like, there's no other candidates really. Nikki Haley's kind of hanging out.
Mm.
She's basically waiting for Trump to go to jail so she could be the candidate. So she hasn't put any support behind him. I don't know. I think if they put their support behind him, she might be able to beat Biden.
Mm.
If they really got behind her. But I don't know, man. Then again, it could be where she, like the Trump people don't vote. You know what I mean? Yes, I think that's what they're scared of, because it's like 30% of the people, of Republicans. But yeah, then there's some more primaries coming up. That's kind of it, man, throughout, unless some stories come up going into the summer. And then there's the conventions are going to come up.
När börjar de då? Är det sommar va?
Yeah. Republicans first in May. Mm. It's a Texas Republican convention. I'm going to be watching that. And there's a convention, there's a couple in May. Oof. So yeah, we'll have some conventions.
Kick, alltså börja ordentligt va?
Yeah. Mm. They're going to be doing that. So next month, we got some conventions coming up. And then some other primaries. And then in July, I can't wait for the debates. Because that's going to be in September.
Precis, så we're just getting started här med den här serien. Men det kommer fortsätta ända fram till, till november då. Och till själva valet. All right, is that it? Är vi klara?
Yeah. When he picks his vice president, we're definitely going to talk about that. Because Trump hasn't decided who his vice president is going to be. And I was talking to Skiff, my friend, about it. And he said it's probably going to be highest bidder.
No.
And that's interesting to see that this dude's probably going to say, whoever pays me the most. Because a lot of this money, and they said it, there's some, this Bible thing and the shoe thing. They're saying it's not, don't think your money is going to anything besides legal fees and stuff like that. It's like straight up scamming.
All right, man. Vi är tillbaka snart. Okay?
Yeah, man.
Are you good over there?
No. I'm like smiling to keep from crying.
Sad clown.
Sad clown, yes.
All right, John. All right,
peace.
I'm going to call a crackhead.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.